Hey, wherever you are on this magical planet, close your eyes. Close your eyes and breathe. Just be in this space and know that you are amazing. You are phenomenal. A galactic titan from the stars here on Earth. Breathe into your body deeper and longer and slower. Settle down into this space. Be here, be now. And know that you're loved, supported, cared for. You're adored. The universe loves you. That's why it gives you all of these fascinating challenges to navigate your way through, over, or around. Because the universe wants you to be stronger, better equipped, upskilled. Breathe into your body deeper and longer and slower. Breathe into your stomach. Breathe into your hips. Breathe into your buttocks. Breathe into your groin. Just be here. Nothing else matters. Be here with your sisters and brothers in this cosmic space, connected at the deepest possible level. By trillions of tiny little vortexes woven through the cosmic fabric. Connecting you, we, to all things. There is no separation, ever. We are one gigantic field of light. As you're breathing into your magical body, you'll become aware of an orange light moving in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This electromagnetic orange moves towards your physical body and starts to swirl around the outside of it, over your head, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling in a clockwise direction, getting brighter and stronger, swirling around the outside of you like an orange tornado. You start to breathe this frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, through your shoulders, your chest, and back. It flows through your spinal column, middle back, lower back, into your buttocks, through your heart, your lungs, your rib cage, down through every vital organ, through your hips, your groin. It swirls through your thighs and your hamstrings, down through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It moves through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands, fingers, and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful light until the inside of your body is completely full, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind say thank you and keep breathing as this light flows through every cell, every atom, every molecule, every fiber of your entire being. Your heart expands and vibrates, and the palms of your hands, if they weren't already, move into an upward position. So the tips of your fingers, the palms, are facing towards the sky. And as you vibrate in this space, you become aware of 10 very small inverted pyramids hovering above your hands. One tiny little inverted pyramid above each fingertip and above the tips of each thumb, about 6 inches above, just spinning. Multicolored pyramids spinning in a clockwise direction. As they spin, they start to draw in frequencies from different planets, different suns, different stars. You become aware of different streams of electromagnetic light, some flowing from our galaxy, some flowing from galaxies beyond, some flowing in from the next universe. These electromagnetic streams, they flow through Mother Earth's atmosphere, down through the skies, through the roof of your space, ever so fast, and into the bases of these inverted, multicolored pyramids spinning above your hands. These pyramids spin faster and faster, collecting the code, collecting the geometries, the light, the energy. These tiny pyramids, they pack a punch. The apexes start to open and tiny little streams flow down through your thumbs, forefingers, middle fingers, through all 10 of them. These streams of electromagnetic light flow up through your fingers and thumbs and into the palms of your hands. The palms of your hands start to vibrate like crazy. And then streams of energy move from your palms up through your wrists, through your elbows, up into your shoulders. They flow into your heart space and meet. A stream flows from your heart down into your perineum and from your heart up to your crown. Light codes start to flow from these 10 pyramids through the electromagnetic light streams and into the channel from your heart to your perineum, from your perineum to your roots. Up and down that central channel, these light codes flow as your heart expands out past the boundaries of your physical body. You feel love pouring out from you and a deep resonance with the energy flowing in from these pyramids. It feels familiar, ancient, but very familiar. Your heart expands and expands. You then become aware of a multicolored pyramid spinning up above your crown in a clockwise direction. As it spins, it draws in light from a very particular planet called Tansha. A crystal white light stream full of electromagnetic blue coding flows from this planet deep in our galaxy. It flows through the cosmic fabric, down towards Mother Earth's atmosphere, down through the skies, down through the roof of your space, and into the base of that inverted multicolored pyramid. Tansharian electromagnetic light codes flow through this stream into the pyramid and start to collect. They start to communicate with each other as the frequency in the pyramid amplifies. It gets brighter, it spins faster and faster. You can feel the energy up above your crown. And then the apex of the pyramid opens. A powerful crystal white and electric blue frequency flows down through your crown, through your pineal gland, through your throat, your higher heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, down into your perineum, and boom! That light frequency explodes, connecting with your 8 Genesis cells between your anus and your genitals. Inside your perineum, the only cells in your physical body that never change, carrying all of your soul records. And this Tansharian frequency starts to activate memory recall, lives that you've had on the planet Tansha. Energy starts to flow from your 8 Genesis cells up through your central column, up through your heart, up into your crown. It starts to flow and spiral around the inside of your mind. These codes flow into your left and right hemisphere. They communicate with your pineal gland. Your whole body vibrates from head to toe. And then your light body starts to rise. Slowly but surely, your light body rises up through your physical body, up through your crown, up through your shoulders, rising up and up, up through the multicolored pyramid, up through the codes, through the frequency, through the light. You get higher and higher, slowly but surely, moving away from your physicalness. It feels peaceful as you rise up and up through the space. You look back down at the pyramids, back down at your physical body, observing the 10 tiny pyramids, drawing in those codes and sharing them with your physicalness. Observing the translucent orange frequency in two spaces at the same time. You rise up and up, feeling lighter and lighter. And then you look over to the left-hand side. You see a large diamond portal with a multicolored crystal core, 21 meters away from you, spinning in a clockwise direction. It starts to draw your consciousness towards it. You move through the empty space, magnetized, getting closer and closer. You get within 15 meters. 12. 9. 6. 3. And whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting, tumbling and turning, ebbing and flowing like liquid light. You look down, you've got no legs. Left and right, you've got no arms. Pure frequency, traveling through the space faster and faster. You look around, you see light, frequency everywhere. Codes, energy, your heart expanding and expanding through the space. This portal feels different. It feels alive. As you travel faster and faster, twisting and tumbling, not a care in the world, realizing that nothing matters at all. It's all love, light, exploration, and adventure. As you travel faster and faster, the colors get brighter, and as they get brighter, they morph and blend. Patterns appearing and disappearing. The light so strong, your heart, the love, the joy. As you move faster and faster through this quantum space, you see a light at the end of the tunnel. 900 meters away. 800. 700. 600, 500, 4, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh! You fly out the other side. You're 200 meters above a crystal white planet. There are blue structures everywhere. Pyramids, obelisks, octahedron, spheres, spirals of light. You look left, you look right. You see your hands and your arms. You look down, your legs and your feet. Your light body's back. You look up to the left, you see a diamond sun. There are crystal white dragons flying around in the sky. You look down towards the ground. You see what look like cats, large electric blue cats, walking over the crystal white surface of this planet. You start to descend slowly. You descend down slowly through the empty space. The energy in this environment is so strong, subtle but strong. You feel waves of joy pulsating out from the planet's surface up through your light body. You feel happy. A deep but subtle happiness overtakes your light body. Every biophoton of light starts to chatter with each other. You get within 100 meters of the ground. You see beings walking around. They look ever so tall, ever so slender. Their bodies are crystal white. They look like they're wearing no clothes, but you're not sure. There are many of these cats. They're electric blue panthers walking around. You get within 60 meters of the ground. Down below you to the left, there are three small pyramids. In front of the pyramids, there's what looks like an emerald pond. You see something swimming around in that pond. Something with a diamond frequency. You're gonna land just to the right-hand side of it. You get within 25 meters. the energy getting stronger, pulses of light flooding up through your system, communicating with your heart, with your pineal gland, as though the planet is welcoming you home. You get within 15 meters, 10, 5. You land gently on the crystal white surface of the planet. You realize that it's made from some kind of crystal white sand. You move your foot around in it. It feels soft. You reach down with your hands. You pick up some of this dust, this sand. It changes colors. You see codes within the colors. As the sand falls back down towards the ground, you look over to your right-hand side. There are two electric blue panthers with one of these beings walking towards you. The being must be 6 to 6.5 foot tall. A crystal white face, blue and diamond in its aura. It has markings on its face, on its body, like light language, like codes. Up its arms, its legs, it's wearing no clothes. But its skin looks different. The being has crystal white diamond eyes, no hair. It has markings on its head, it walks up towards you. The panthers themselves must be 1.5 meters tall, with all four legs on the ground. They walk up into your space and stop. The being stares into your eyes and welcomes you to Tansha. Her name is Elavina. She lets you know they've been expecting you. You're here to heal and to remember. Elavina steps forwards. She holds up her right hand. She has four fingers, no thumb. She places her right palm a few inches from your forehead. The inside of your mind, it turns into a diamond light. You start to vibrate like crazy, and then light starts to flow from the palm of her hand into your forehead. This stream of light starts to swirl around the outside of your skull in a clockwise direction, getting faster and faster, getting smaller. As it spins around the inside of your mind, it moves towards the middle of your brain on a quantum level. This light spirals faster and faster. And then this frequency starts to flow in a spiralistic fashion from your mind down through your face, your neck, your throat. It expands through your shoulders and back. It flows down your arms, through your belly, down through your legs to the tips of your toes. Your whole body lights up. You look down at your body, your arms. You see diamond and electric blue codes flowing up and down your light body. It's as though your body's been switched on. The light is extraordinary. Elavina takes her hand away from your forehead, smiles. Her teeth are crystal white and golden, just like her eyes. She asks you to follow her. She doesn't turn. In a split second, she's facing the other way. And she starts to hover above the ground, moving through the space. You start to walk after her, across the crystal white sandy floor. Every time you step down, you create small clouds of white dust that turn and change their color and frequency, turn into codes and blend back into the ground again. You look up at the skies, you see the dragons. The two panthers walking next to Elavina. Their presence, powerful, majestic. You look left and right as you make your way through this space. You see large electromagnetic buildings. There are panthers everywhere, hundreds of them. Some of them lying in the sun, in the diamond sun. Some of them communicating with each other, like they're having a conversation, just staring at each other. You can hear their thoughts, their feelings, the emotion. Everything in this place is alive. There are trees, large trees that look like palm trees, diamond and electric pink. There are small emerald ponds everywhere. There are diamond turtles swimming in them. Elovina, she starts to move over to the left, heading towards an open space. You follow her, the energy, wow, vibrating from head to toe. It feels so peaceful, so calming, so electrifying at the same time. As you make your way through this space, you see a large electric blue and diamond temple up in front of you. It starts to glisten. It wasn't there before, but now you can see it. Maybe 120 meters in front of you. There are apexes all over the roof. There are domes. This is large. It must be a mile wide. Maybe 900 meters tall. You're not sure how far it stretches back. And then Elovina communicates with you telepathically. 6 miles. She responds. She can hear your thoughts. She's taking you into a Tansharian frequency temple. You get closer and closer. The grounds in front of the temple start to appear. You see grass, diamond grass. There are small crystal bridges over small emerald ponds. There are fountains with crystalline frequency lights, liquid crystal water flowing out from these fountains, different shapes. Everywhere you look, you see these electric blue panthers. They're like guardians. Tansharian guardians. You get closer and closer to the temple. You realize that you're not walking anymore. You're about a foot off the ground, hovering over it. You wonder how that happened. As you get closer and closer, within 60 meters of the front of this temple, you look down, you're floating over emerald ponds. You see the diamond turtles. There are small diamond fish in these ponds too, swimming around. And then you look down into the grass. You see these little beings. They may be 10 to 15 centimeters tall. They've got arms and legs. They look like little pixies or fairies jumping around in the diamond grass. Some of them jumping into the water, diving, splashing, having fun. Some of them are riding on the turtles' backs. You get within 40 meters. There are diamond steps, ever such wide diamond steps, leading up to 9 diamond doors, which all seem to be interlinked. You see some kind of language inscribed on pillars, on the doors, on the steps, across the whole temple. The energy rising. You get within 25 meters, floating through the space. 20 meters. 15. 10. 5. Rising up, you start to float up across the steps, over the top of them. Not having to step. Life is easy. As a high vibrational being, you float up to the top step and then forwards towards the doors. You gently descend down towards the ground. onto a platform. Elevina and the Panthers in front of you. The two Panthers, they stand up on their back legs and then they start to shapeshift. You see arms, legs, a body. They look exactly the same as Elevina. They turn, they look at you and smile. Then turn back towards the doors. A beam of light comes out from Elevina's pineal gland. It connects with the door. The door dissolves. The three of them walk through. You follow them into this large temple. Once inside, you're in a corridor. You can go left or right. Elevina and the other two, they walk right down this corridor. The walls are laced in crystals, stones, different metals, different languages inscribed. The ceiling, the floor, the same. So intricate. As you make your way down this corridor, up on the left-hand side, there's another door. Elevina walks towards it. She places her left hand on the door. The door dissolves again. She walks through. The other two Tansharians follow her. You follow her through the door, into another corridor. Another intricate corridor, making your way through this space. You see at the end of the corridor, 16 to 17 meters in front of you, there's a large golden door. The beings make their way towards it. They get closer and closer, within several meters. They walk up towards the door. Again, they place their hand on it. It dissolves. And an aquamarine light. A beautiful cosmic aquamarine, full of sparkly diamonds, codes, flows down the corridor. It almost knocks you off of your feet. You take a long, deep breath. You follow the three of them into the light. The light starts to dissipate, but it's still very strong. You walk through to the other side. Once you get through to the other side, you look around. You're in a large room. It has hundreds of sides. The strangest geometry that you've ever seen. You look around, the frequency is so amplified. You follow these three beings into the center of this space. Once again, you're levitating, hovering, ascending up through the space. It's like a gigantic ball. Elevina communicates with you telepathically once again. She says 111. You realize there's 111 walls to this geometry. You float up towards the center. The light, this aquamarine is breathtaking. You feel your whole body cleansing as you float through it. It feels like planetary trauma being sucked from your consciousness, healed, transmuted. At such a deep level, you float up into the center of this space. The three of them form a triangle around you. Elevina stares into your eyes and lets you know you're here to receive a very specific download. She lets you know you've been here before. This is nothing new. You're coming back to remember. You're coming back to upgrade your consciousness and to remember your Tansharian roots. As she stares into your eyes with those liquid, crystal white diamonds, eyes of hers, Your whole consciousness melts. Your heart expands. She opens her heart. The other two open their hearts. Three streams of light flow towards your heart space. 3, 2, 1, boom! They penetrate your heart. Light flows from their consciousness into yours. So calming, so mesmerizing, powerful, gentle, strong, all at the same time, racing through your light body from top to bottom. You vibrate as light codes start to flow from their hearts into yours. You become aware of something moving through each of the walls. You become aware of 111 electric blue panthers. One of them moves through each of the walls of this elaborate geometrical healing space. The 111 electric blue panthers walk into the space. They walk forwards and they start to create some kind of sphere out of their bodies that forms around you. Elevina communicates with you telepathically and lets you know that the panthers are going to hold space while you download the source code templates directly from this geometry. She asks you if you're ready. Of course you say yes. The whole temple space starts to vibrate. Each one of the walls glows a different color, vibrates on a different frequency. You've never seen colors like it. All of them translucent, high vibrational. As you vibrate in this space, your heart, it shakes and shudders. And then 111 electromagnetic streams, one from each wall, flow out from them. They flow through the empty space towards the panthers. They flow through the panther's heart and then down towards your heart space. The panthers control this flow of energy, making sure you download the codes in a comfortable fashion. These streams of electromagnetic light get closer and closer, within 25 meters, 20, 15, 10, 5, and boom! They race into your heart on a quantum level. You start to download this frequency. Your whole light body shakes and shudders. As light races around the inside of you, your heart explodes. Boom! And then again it explodes. Boom! Explosion after explosion as you download this data. These source codes activate your Tansharian templates. You feel yourself getting lighter and brighter. You look down at your light body and it starts to expand. You look at your arms, hands, legs. They look just like Elevina. You see the codes down your chest, racing through your arms and your legs. You can feel it tingling on your head. You are one of them. As you vibrate in this space, the three of them open their hearts wider. More love pours into your heart as they hold space for you, as you elevate and expand. The panthers, they open their hearts. They start to let more light, more frequency, more codes flow from the geometrical structure through their hearts and into yours. Your vibration rises to the next level. You feel waves of energy, hot and cold waves, flowing through your consciousness, into your consciousness, out from your consciousness. As you vibrate, faster and faster. as you vibrate, as you expand, as you download and upgrade, you become aware. Of another 111 Tansharians that enter this space. They walk out through the sides in this geometrical structure. Each one of them goes and stands next to a panther, vibrating in the space. The Tansharians open their pineal glands. 111 mighty electromagnetic streams pulsate through the empty space towards yours. You can feel the energy, the charges inside these streams as they get closer and closer. Within 30 meters, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and boom! They race into your third eye. Your pineal gland explodes. It quadruples in size and then doubles again and doubles again. The inside of your mind lights up. Your pineal gland starts to communicate with your Genesis cells. It communicates with every vital organ on a quantum level. You start to heal in a profound fashion. Be in this space and surrender to this experience. Let go. Just be. Elevina and the two Tansharians very close to you, they open their hearts wider. The love spills into your consciousness. Like universal waves washing through your soul. The panthers, they open their hearts wider. The Tansharians open their pineal glands wider. Your heart and your third eye is pummeled with love, with information. The boundaries of your light body, they start to dissolve into the empty space. Your arms, your legs, your chest, your back, your fingers, your thumbs, your toes, they dissolve into pure frequency. And you find yourself expanding and expanding through the space. You expand out through the Tansharians, through the panthers, up into the 111 walls of this geometrical shape, this structure, this healing temple. You feel like you're everywhere and nowhere at the same time. You feel like you are the temple. Maybe you are. Just be in this space and observe. Be in this space and feel. It's magical. You are magical. As you vibrate in this space, just looking around, observing, you watch as the 111 electric blue panthers walk towards the center of the space. They get closer and closer to the middle. And as they get closer, their light bodies start to dissolve. And their consciousnesses start to merge into one. The lights of all of these electromagnetic, electric blue, Tansharian panthers blend into one field of light. as they blend into one field of light. You become aware that that light starts to shapeshift into form. You become aware of a gigantic electric blue panther, 11 meters tall, 21 meters long. It's gigantic. It roars in the space. You observe its multicolored light body, full of diamond and aquamarine light codes. And then you become aware that you're being magnetized. You're floating away from the walls of the chamber, back towards the center. You float through the 111 Tansharians, the vibration sky high, the energy off the charts. Everything feels just the way that it should be. As you're magnetized back to the center, your consciousness being pulled from all directions down towards this gigantic panther, you get closer and closer. You're being magnetized back towards the space in front of the panther's face. All of you starts to arrive there. Your still consciousness, pure geometry. You look into the eyes of this ferocious panther, this gentle, compassionate being. The panther smiles. And then a diamond light starts to flow out from its forehead, from its pineal gland, through the empty space. It must be 90 centimeters in diameter. A huge pineal gland. This light flows through the empty space towards you. And then your own consciousness starts to flow back through that electromagnetic light. In through the panther's forehead. Down towards the panther's pineal gland. You move inside of the panther. And then you start to expand. You expand through its gigantic head and face, its magnificent body, its huge, powerful legs and tail. You can feel its muscular nature, its cosmic abilities. You look out through its eyes. Elevina appears in front of you. She reaches forward and throws her arms around your great big furry head. She whispers into your consciousness, "This is who you are." Your whole body vibrates. She communicates with you again. "Welcome home. We've missed you." As you vibrate in this space, this gigantic panther, just being, she hugs you so tightly. She runs her hands through your fur like she's stroking a baby, a gigantic furry baby. You feel the love, the connection. Zoe Elevina is your mother, a goddess from another dimension, here in this space, hugging you tightly, like her child, like one of her own. She lets go of the embrace. She steps back. She looks into your eyes and asks you to take this wisdom to earth and to use it wisely, to elevate, to expand, to lead and inspire, to assist your earthly sisters and brothers on their human journey. Elevina lets you know she's always going to be watching over you with the rest of her tribe. They never let you out of their sight. And she reminds you that you can call upon them at any time. You've just got to ask. She steps to the side. The Tansharians, they clear a pathway. 40 meters in front of you, you see a gigantic aquamarine portal with diamond codes spinning around the outside of it. You start to walk towards it gracefully. And then the portal starts to spin. It magnetizes your giant body towards it. You get closer and closer. 30 meters, 20, 10, and whoosh! You enter that portal. The powerful electric blue panther pounding through the space, leaping, jumping off of codes, off of frequency bands. Like you're bounding through the jungle, but you're bounding through the quantum fields. Jumping off of planets and star systems in this space. Racing faster and faster. You've never felt so powerful. You've never felt so free. In control. Knowing that you are a master. The master. The controller of your soul. The alchemist. As you bound through this space. The energy rises, there's geometry everywhere. It seems to be soaking into your fur as you bound your way through this portal to the other side, moving faster and faster. It feels amazing as you make your way through this space. You see a light at the end of the tunnel, 600 meters away, as you bound through the space towards it. 550, 500, 450, 400, 350, 300, 250, 200, 150, 100, 50 meters, and whoosh, you fly out the other side. You're flying through the empty space, down towards the roof of your home, the building where you left your physical body. You're about 80 meters above it. You're going to land down on the roof. 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. You land gracefully. You look around. Just being, pondering. Observing for a moment. This gigantic, powerful Tansharian panther. Full of codes, full of energy, full of wisdom. As you stand on the roof of your space, you become aware that you're shrinking. Slowly but surely. 18 meters in length. 15, 12, 9, all of that power condensed into a smaller version, 6 meters, 3 meters, you start to descend down through the roof of your space. Moving down, you see your physical body, you see the orange light. The pyramid's still working on your fingers and thumbs. Your crown still downloading those Tansharian codes. You, the panther, now 2 meters. 1.5 meters. 1 meter. Your crown chakra opens like 1,000 petal. Electric blue lotus flower. The pyramid's moves down towards your crown and fits neatly around your pineal gland. You get within 1 meter of your crown. You're now 0.5 meters in length. An electromagnetic, electric blue Tansharian panther cup. You land on your crown. And then you start to descend down through your crown. Through your head, your face, your neck, your throat. Down into your cosmic heart. Your crown chakra closes. Your light starts to expand. Your body becomes your body. Your back legs, your legs. Your front legs and paws, your arms and your hands. Your neck, your throat, your head, your face become the same. Those pyramids spinning above, your fingertips and thumbs, they descend down inside of your physical body and dissolve into your consciousness. Their work is done. The vibration in your body is different, elevated, shifted. The love you feel in your heart is immense. The energy of that galactic panther is in every cell of your physical body. It's rippling through your Merkaba, communicating with every organ through your nervous system. You are magnificent, majestic. Feel this, know this. You start to become aware of your physical body. The vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. We're gonna count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, we'll open our eyes, come back into this space, and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. Just be. Feel your body, feel the light, feel the frequency, feel the love. Just be here now.